Do you just happen to be the tallest people in the place, or are you like standing on something? That fuck over my head. I was like, no, that's that would be a bit coincidental. Little tall people section. Oh, anyway, what's that? I suppose it's kind of not too new. Where you been? Anyway, thanks for showing up here. It makes our job just so much more interesting, I must say. That's Andy, and that's Sarah. Melodramatic, self-absorbed little folk songs to play for you. I'll tell you, real family stuff. said maybe you, I could make you happy, you know, if you weren't already. I could do a lot of things, and I did. Tell you the truth, I prefer the worst the end. It's a bad you had to have a better half. She's not really my type, but I think you two are forever. And I hate to say it, but you're perfect together, so fuck you. Such a good face. Fuck you for existing in the first place. Who am I? I should be dying for your touch. So who am I? But you can't even tell me that. See, you're all hopeless romantics. With the moon, safe haven and sleepless with deep fires always on. Radio is counting down top 20 country songs. Out of the porch, the fire strip is waving like a flag in the wind. You know, I don't look forward. Seeing you again, you look like a photograph of yourself taken from far, far away. And I won't know what to do, and I won't know what to say. So, fuck you. And your untouchable face, and you know, fuck you for existing in the first place. Who am I? But I should be lying for your touch. So who am I? Bet you can't even tell me that. See, I'm so perplexed. What was I thinking? What will I think of next? Where can I hide? In the back room there's a lamp that hangs over the pool table. And when the fan is on, it swings gently side to side. There's a changing constellation. Balls as we are playing, I see Orion and say nothing. The only thing I can think of says, fuck you. And your untouchable face. Existing in the first place, who am I? I should be lying for your touch, so who am I? But you can't even tell me that, so who am I? Parties and, you know, orgies and shit down there. I don't know, it's like, they told us that they used to film porn movies down there. I mean, you probably know all this. Yeah, that's what they told us, and then they just hit a little off the shoulder, and it, next thing you know. We got no energy left for the show. Sleepwalk
So why do I feel like something really rich?
statistics. Someone should study me now. Somebody's gotta be interested in how I feel. By that little tune, Amazing Grace. I mean, I heard this story. Yeah, well, I'll just, you know, I'll just waste your time anyway. But I got a microphone. No, okay. Well, just again. I mean, I don't know. Some stories are just too good to be true. But you know, whatever. So I heard this story. I heard that it was written by John something something something, and and he was like a slave ship captain. Right? Did you hear that story? Right. Okay. Well, it must be true. She says it's true. Yeah. He was a slave ship captain, and I don't know. He was sitting, you know, wafting about on the high seas, you know, abusing people, and suddenly he had some kind of revelation, and wrote that little tune, became abolitionist or something. I don't know. That's kind of a cool story. I'm still sitting around waiting for my revelation. But anyway, this is what? Yeah, well, this would be the place to have one, I would say. You know, it's so fucking intense. We should have this be like a costume gig. Wouldn't that be funny? We could all, that would be so cool. Alright, okay. Next gig, yeah, it'll be like a big costume party folk extravaganza. We can all dress as Aztecs. And then we can sing in Mayans. Mayans, Aztecs, you know, that all. I mean, you could have the option. And then for big finale, you could sacrifice a virgin. I know, I'm fishing. We'll sacrifice Andy. I'm such a nice boy. Look how that fateful night in LA. Heard the sound of your bike as your wheels hit the gravel, and then your engine in the driveway cutting off. I pushed the screen door, I stood out on the porch, thinking, fight it all costs. I thought you'd be in, just like I always had done.
And I sat down and offered you a beer. And across the kitchen table, I found several rounds. But you're still sitting there.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have something to say? No. Just slow down. I saw Tribe Aid like about a month ago in New York. You gotta see their band if ever they're coming to a location near you. You gotta see them. They are so funny. But Tribe Aid, yeah. Anyway, they just rock. but they had there was this one tune that the whole song was sung by Piglet. Like, there's a chick up front, right? And then she had like a whole separate little vocal mic for Piglet. And she and it was the best song too. It was so funny. It was like, yo, nobody got a cock as big as my fist, you know? And little Piglet's there singing the whole. I mean, it's I don't do justice. Piglet, man. Pushing the envelope, that Piglet. So what? Oh, okay. Well, I thought I'd do, what do you got for me? I'm trying to be, like, user-friendly, boat-trainer girl. Okay, sure. And then over the course of the evening, I'll either throw it in or not, you know? but, you know. I don't know. They gave me this microphone. They should. Well, this is a little ditty about,
thank you.
$10. So I want you to pay me for my beauty. I think it's so many. Father, who art in a penthouse, sits in his 37th floor suite and swore the scales on the city he made me in. He allows me to stand and solicit graffiti and daily needs of the land I stand on. And I am my darkened threshold and pawn through my pockets, the receipts, the bus schedules, urgent napkin bones, and matchbook phone numbers, all of which wandering and rendered pulpy and strange. Is changing key, ask me. Go ahead. Ask me if I care. I have the answer here. I wrote it down somewhere. I just gotta find it. And somebody in their spray paint got too close, somebody came on too heavy, now look at me made ugly by the drooling letters. I was better off alone, ain't that the way it is? They don't know the first thing, but you don't know that till they take that first swing. My fingers are red and swollen from the cold. I'm getting bold in my old age, so go ahead, try the door. It doesn't matter anymore. I know the weak heart of a strong will and we'll be kept alive until we're killed. He's up there. The ice is clinking in his glass. He sends us little pieces of paper. I don't have to just empty my pockets. Not fate, it's just circumstance. I don't fool myself with romance. I just live phone number to phone number, dusting up against my fingers and warmth in my pockets, which whisper history and says somebody asking me, where were you? I lower my eyes, wishing I could cry more. Never care. Yes, it's true. I was drawn to love someone again. I was caught caring, bearing weight, but I love this city, this state, this country is too large, and who's ever in charge of their better take the elevator down for more than change in our cup, or else we are coming. Thank you.
Windows of my soul are made of one-way glass. Don't bother looking into my eyes. There's something you wanna know. She says, I'd identify strong. Where I'm going is clear. I don't have time for you to wonder. I'll just tell you why. It's just a throw up your hands. Say this has nothing to do with me. Just wanna live as comfortably as I can.
You gotta look outside your eyes. You gotta think outside your brain. You gotta walk outside your life to where the neighborhood changes. I made my ritual pilgrimage down Melrose today to see all the indigenous Homo sapiens in there, decked out in their full regalia. And when I was passing Fairfax High School, I guess they're done now. They all went home to do some wilding, do some crimes for the summer. And so on their little marquee, it, you know, it was like bye bye or something. And then it said Teachers of the Year, Mr. Furlong and Miss Harris. Yeah, Mr. Furlong and Miss Harris. So I spent the day kind of wandering around thinking about Mr. Furlong and Mrs. Harris. Like, how cool must they be, you know? To, like, not only fucking teach high school to begin with, but then, like, you know, to be down with the students is, you know. Anyway, okay, so this song is for Mr. Furlong and Mrs. What the hell kind of song this is, anyway. I apologize, Mr. Furlong and Miss Harris, if it's inappropriate. Squint your eyes and look closer. I'm not the dame you and your ambition. I am a poster girl and a poster. I am 30 to play the sun and sun. And I'm beyond your peripheral vision. So you might want to turn your head. Someday you're gonna get hungry and eat most of the words you just said.
And God help you if you are a phoenix and you dare to rise up from the ash. A thousand eyes to smother with jealousy. Well, you were just I like to stay.
down my emotions. The one and ready, and I get to see how close I can get to it without giving in. And then I get the rub off my face until I break the skin. Oh, rub off my face until I break the skin.
Tiptoeing through the used condom stream on the piers of the west side, how it was sent up behind the skyline of Jersey, walking towards the water with a fetus holding court in my gut, my body hijacked, my tits swollen and sore. The river has more colors at sunset than my sock drawer ever dreamed of. I wake up screaming sometimes, but I don't. I could step off the end of this pier, but I got shit to do in an appointment on Tuesday to shed. The uninvited blood and tissue, I'll miss you. I sing the water to the sun, the daughter I thought better of. I could fall in love with Jersey at sunset, but I leave the view to the rats and tiptoe back. Swirls like a cyclone. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm going home. F-train is for high school students. So much shouting, so much laughter. Last night's underwear in my back pocket. Sure sight of the morning after. Thank you. just get married. Maybe I'll be discovered. Maybe I'll be colonized. You gotta train me like a pet. You gotta teach me to behave. But I feel I haven't learned it yet. You know I am gonna stay. I am gonna stay. So, not a pretty girl. Was that sort of a, what did she say? Was that like a marketing scheme to sort of hit the whole, you know, girl demographic, you know, the kind of, I was like, wow, marketing scheme. Yeah, that's what it is. I'm a brilliant business strategist. That's me. And you got my little slow brain chugging about just this whole new phenomenon in my life. That I come from this sort of like folk music world. Yes, there is one. Ooh, it's funny. It's really funny. It's like, they have folk festivals and everything too, and it's kind of like out on a big lawn, and there's a bunch of white people, and they flail their arms and stuff, and it's really, and you know, and there's like coffee houses and church basements and community halls, and there's, well, basically there's no room for pretension, because you know, I mean, come on, there's no money in it, so you know, you can't really get sort of all worked up over yourself, and so anyway, but I was thinking about it, and I know a whole bunch of folk singers, and my little tribe, and I was trying to think of one folk singer I knew that was an asshole. I couldn't do it. They're all kind of nice, and but okay, so there's this new, I found myself kind of in the pop music spectrum lately, you know, like, and it's kind of a weird, this weird sensation to me that now everything I do is kind of suspect, like there's just an assumption that everything is ingenuine, that, you know, kind of, you know, because it's the commercial music world, and we just live in it, but, and it's kind of funny, like, trying to talk to people, you know, in that language. It just doesn't work, because there's almost no way of explaining, no, it's not really a marketing thing, it's just kind of my life, and I'm just kind of singing my own songs. But, I don't know what the fuck I'm going on about. Maybe because I'm... if it was a marketing scheme, it didn't work. I don't know what next. stress. And I had only to be rescued, so throw me down, punk. Didn't you prefer a maiden fair in their kitten stood up treason? Okay.
I would like to take this opportunity to introduce to you an absolutely fabulous stellar, unbelievable, just, I mean, I bought my kids sticks, it was crazy, it was nuts, so he changed my life, Mr. Andy Stuchitz. Mistress of the big bottom. night, Andy was like, I always expect you to launch into a story when I at that point. And I'm like, oh, sorry. This is the point where I'm supposed to launch into some sort of witty reminiscence, you know, and then revelating anecdote. But hey, oh well. Okay, I just thought of a story. So, Andy and I were, this was before the days of Sarah. I don't know how we survived them. But Andy and I were, we were in the Midwest. We were putting in time in the Midwest. Woo! Midwest! Ah, yes, and frigid winds that sweat. Love it, love it. And so there we are in the Midwest. And we were in Ohio. Okay, so we're like starting out the tour in Ohio. Ah! And we're like in fucking Dayton or something. And a whole bunch of like, lesbian Avengers for the Ohio chapter show up for a show. And Andy and I are kind of in the alley afterwards, you know, chatting with them. And they give us a whole stack of stickers. And so we went on the Midwest stickering campaign. yes, yes indeed. A time was had by all, by both. And so every like, you know, kind of Lexus or, you know, Mercedes. we picked only the choicest vehicles. And we just like, and Andy did the first one. I was driving the van, right? And we're both just petrified, like, this is the biggest crime Ohio has seen. So I'm behind the wheel, and Andy jumps up and slaps this, eat pussy, not cows. About how criminals always return to the scene of the crime. Well, it's fucking true. Cause like we got like a block away and we were like, we gotta go past it and see it. And sure enough, there it was. We're like driving around the block, like, oh, high fiving each other. But then the highlight of the tour was a state police car that we found just parked to be here. Yeah, see, there's some police car driving around Ohio that says state police types rule. Can you see the guy going into work the next morning? Herb. You're stepping in my office. We'll be right back.
Yes, I'm over there. But my daughter's gonna run out now. So I'm going. I guess I better go say that. I'ma wait for you. Wait for you. Till my coffee gets. Signaling the rhythm of clicking on and off of computers, the pulse. Thank you. 'Cause I don't fit in. No one's to touch it. No one's to ever begin. I just want more than one membership, so more than one club. 'Cause I owe my life to the people that I love. She looks me up and down like he knows what time it is. Now he's got my number like he thinks it's his. He says, call me Mr. Franco. There's anything I can do. I said, it's Mr.
Don't get me. nowhere with you, and I can't let go, and I can't get through. The walk room behind the pink curtains and the closed door on the first floor. She's listening through the air shaft to see how long our swan song can last in both your hands. Now use both your hands. Oh, no, don't close your eyes. I'm writing graffiti on your body. I am drawing the story of how hard we tried. Rise and fall like the tides of my life, and the rest of it all in your bones. I've been my bed frame, and your flesh has been my pillow. I've been waiting for sleep to offer up the deep with both hands. Oh, how we're both here. In each other's shadow, we grew less and less tall, and eventually our theories couldn't explain it all. I'm recording our history now on the bedroom wall, and when we leave, the landlord will come and paint over it all. And I walk out in the rain, and I am listening all the more of the diatonic, and I am getting nowhere with you, and I can't let go, and I can't get through. Now just both hands, while my love flows your eyes. I'm writing graffiti on your body. I am drawing the story of how hard we tried. How hard we tried. How hard we tried.
People so wonderfully vocal. You could sing with us. Please feel free to sing along. I didn't write this number. It was written by. Can you, my darling?
general.